Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Galatians chapter 5, I was continuing with the definitions of the works of the flesh by defining emulations. Oh, this is a rough one. Follow us today. Foundation for the Bible. They say emulate was because it was jealous of the attention someone was getting. That's why the word emulations was used here. The attention someone may get, not that person, or something that they wanted for themselves as well. And they're not really upset with the person. So which is right? A young lady sees another one who is dressed in a way that draws attention of the guys. So she buys herself the same things. It can be a purse, a hairstyle. The other girls just make over those things, and so she wants it for herself. She's jealous for the attention, and she's not hating the person. She's not against the person that everybody's giving attention to. She's just wanting it for herself. They buy something similar to what that popular person is getting. They may get more expensive things to draw the attention to them. So you see, they are jealous of the attention, not the person. And they want it for them. In sports, one team has an offense that takes them to the Super Bowl. Other teams see it. They try to find out how it works. And then they put it in their own system. They are emulating because they want the results the other team is getting. It is a jealousy of sort, but not of the person, but rather of the accolades or the benefits or the results that they want for themselves. And that is the type of jealousy, the emulations, that is referred to here, I believe, more so, and it has led churches to become contemporary, to remove standards, and back off Bible preaching as they emulate the world's style in order to draw more people using carnal weaponry, carnal things, trying to accomplish God's holy work. Now, I've seen it where one church will all of a sudden have, we're going to have donuts every Sunday, and every church will have donuts. Now, they went through this coffee thing, and, you know, this kind of Starbucks-type coffee, you know, these special coffees. Now, they're all getting coffee shops. Some of them are just changing their music, changing the way they do things because all the other guys are doing it. They want the attention the other guys are getting it. Basically, then, emulations, and it's plural here because it is in an ever-changing world with new lust coming out. So it imitates the world or the worldly because of the jealousy. And this one competes with a brother in Christ to appear better than they are. They want the benefits for themselves. And so, they go into doing these things, not led of the Holy Spirit of God. Instead, they take these things, they emulate them of the world, and they try to spiritualize it so they don't have to face a guilty conscience. I was in a restaurant not too long ago, and the waiter said to me, "My name is Christian." And so I joked with him. I says, "Is that the name that you were given when you were born?" He said, "Oh, yes." I said, well, you're one of the few people I know that was born a Christian all and has been a Christian all of his life. Well, after we left, I told him I was a pastor, and he told of the contemporary church that he attended sometimes and his involvement. But he said, you know, with my job and all that, I just don't get there much now. I said, well, you know, we're different. We're not like most all the churches now. We actually take the Bible and preach and teach it just as it is. And our music, people call it traditional. We just call it biblical and godly. But so people understand it. We call it traditional. With words being the most important. Our words must be scriptural. They can't be right, even if we think the music is beautiful. Ours is not a concert, and it's not a psychological sermon. Now, after I said that to him, he looked and said to me, you know what? That describes exactly what it is where I've been going to church when I go. And you could see it was as a light turning on for him. But you see, in this day, some like the crowd's esteem better than God's esteem. And so they'll follow the Joel Osteens and the Rick Warrens and on down the line. Some of them will try to redo what those guys are doing, trying to make it sound like it's from a fundamental camp. But in reality, it's still wrong. And so they get so much of Egypt in them that they can't get that worldly stuff out of them, as the Bible told us it would be. And so they have become that way. And again, that's a shame. So basically, we see that emulations, it imitates evil, but tries to make it look as if it is godly in some way. And the Bible condemns it as a work of the flesh. The next work of the flesh here in verse 20 is wrath. Wrath. This is an outburst of anger. We say someone has a short temper. And funny, you can say to some people, are you mad? No, I'm not mad. Well, this is someone with a short temper. But this person is releasing what's built up in the mind. In a fit of rage as this, it's easy to say things for which later one is regretful and sorry. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 11 says this, a fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keeps it in till afterwards. You ever heard a person said, I don't care, I just had to give them a piece of my mind? Well, the Bible said that person's a fool. I just didn't like it. I didn't like them. I didn't like what they say, so I just gave them a piece of my mind. No. If it rubs it the wrong way, give them the scriptures. If you don't have scriptures, then maybe you're wrong. The world will tell you, hey, it's better to get it off your chest. But then they don't tell you about after you've gotten it off your chest, you've hurt people, and you've no longer have the same relationship any longer, what you do then. Listen to God. What does he say to do? He says, take it to him in prayer. In Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. See, God's way is much better than psychology. Now, what happens sometimes is that you do take it to the Lord in prayer, but he doesn't do things fast enough, and as far as you're concerned, because of the lack of patience. Now, there's a difference between wrath and anger. Anger is kept inside, whereas wrath loses its temper and the mouth blows. But whether it's wrath or anger, neither fulfills what we just read here in Philippians 4, 6, and 7. And as a result, they don't have the peace of God passing all understanding, keeping their hearts and minds through Christ Jesus, because they're not willing to trust God. Now, the Lord said in Psalm 62:8, pour out your hearts to me. He says, I am a refuge. So you pour out your heart. And, you know, instead of pouring out hundreds of dollars to a psychologist, pour out your heart to God, and you'll find a better, much better result. Now, after wrath, we see the next word, strife. Strife is bickering. It's a word used in that day to refer to political campaigns and the dirty tricks that go on. And a lot of you listening to me right now, maybe your area, they're in one of those, and you are hearing it completely. And so they are at strife, and many times it's just the idea of bickering and dirty tricks that are used, and they cause the problems. But the more common thought is of this word is a nasty spirit. It seems to be a habit. Most strife within a church or home is not doctrinal, nor is it a moral issue. It is often a philosophical difference. Now, although the contemporary redefines holiness, if it defines it at all, it is therefore a doctrinal difference. And so, therefore, it's important that you stand. And so you stand for the Lord as you ought to. Okay, I don't think we have to say a whole lot about that word before we go on to the next one. Just understand there that strife looks at this idea of just a nasty spirit, argument, and so forth. Next one is seditions here in verse 20. That refers to actions that get a church, a family, or job, or other group. I mean, it's just those factions within those areas. In relationship to the local church, as it is here, it is applied in a way that should never be named among us. It should never be named in any area of our life, frankly. These are people who go the extra mile, but the extra mile to talk to others and seek to force an issue and have people take sides. They cause dissension. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
Might be taught his firm foundation for the Bible stand.